Kristi, K-R-I-S-T-I, Utsler, E-U-T-S-L-E-R, 65-year-old woman being evaluated for face-to-face today. She's currently on hospice with history of COPD, unspecified dementia, Sundowner syndrome, confusion, history of anxiety, and behavioral issue, period, any paragraph. Patient appears to be tachycardic, hypoxic, at O2 sat of 88%. Patient refuses to use O2. She keeps taking it off. Her heart rate is 110. Her pulse is 90 over 88, or 60, sorry. She demonstrates weight loss, muscle wasting. She has oxygen available to her, but she refuses to use most of the time, as I mentioned. She is also short of breath at all times and requires nebulizer treatment. She's been using her NEP treatments more often, period. She's ADL dependent. She's staying in bed 90% of the time. She has a KPS score of 40%. As far as her dementia is concerned, she has a 7D, a D as in David, in her FAST score, a KPS of 40%, I said that. Patient also has both worsening symptoms of dementia and COPD associated with right-sided heart failure, period. Her MAC was recently reported at uh, 20 centimeter, which is down on the left arm, period. Patient continues to lose weight. The weight loss is unavoidable, period. Patient's care was discussed with Polly, patient's caregiver, who has noticed a change in her mental status as well as her breathing in the past few months. Other comorbidities includes abnormality of gait and mobility, depression, gastroesophageal reflux, polyneuropathy, hypertension, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Oh, forgive me, change the KPS now to 30%, not 40%. Okay, thank you.